Shalom Rachav Ezra Hashem continues Shmir Salosh and Shar Zechira Perik Tezvav Shin 109. V'yadua goydel onsho shel shua shav. Says the Chavetz Chaim, we know the terrible consequences of a person making a shua shav, making a shua, an oath in vain, shav. Shakadosh Baruch Hu ein menake over zeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not forgive this person so quickly. As the pasuk says, Lo yinake. Hashem will not absolve a person who uses his name in vain. Take a look at the Maran Shuas, Daf Lamed Tesem Ar Aleph. Begoydel Oven Azeh, that discusses this grievous Aveira. Says the Chavetz Chaim, "Lekesati kozer rak laharois lifnei akol es goydel samyus einayim sheyes bezeh." I'm spending my time, says the Chavetz Chaim, in writing about this because people don't realize how horrific this is. Samyus einayim is the lack of perception, is blindness to the seriousness of this matter. Va'afilu imetchilo. And even if a person didn't intend that his actions should be so horrific and evil, nonetheless, the person will not escape from these averas that are mentioned above, of Shua Shav and all the other Averis that come out from Achloikas. Now, the Chavetz Chaim continues to discuss how the Yitzhahara attacks the person and the effects of Machloikas. V'tachbula achas yesh b'zeh le'Yitzhahara asher b'zeh yinatzeach afes adam ha'shalim. Says the Chavetz Chaim, we have to know how the Yitzhahara works. You have to know how the enemy attacks. Just like we have in sports, when they watch the videos of the opposing batters and pitchers to see how they can throw that slider and get the batter out. It's baseball season, so that's why we're talking this, Marshall. Or when it's a serious situation of an enemy at war, they had to see what are the strengths and what are the weaknesses. Says the Chavetz Chaim, "Tachbula achas yesh bazeh leYitzhahara." The Yitzhahara has a card up his sleeve that brings him success all the time, even to the greatest of tzaddikim. So, what is this? Let us know what it is to avoid this temptation from the Yitzhahara. Because if the Yetzirah can get a person to a state of kas, get him angry, and get him to want to be victorious, kas v'nitzachon, v'oz kol ha'makshim yu lefonov l'mishar, then even for the greatest of people, whoever gets angry, says the pasuk, all types of gehenim rule over the person. That's why when you're having a conversation with somebody, when you know you're going into conversation and you don't want to have this conversation, take the etza of the Ramban and speak quietly. Because once a person starts raising his voice, he forgets himself. And call me again and shouting, but he's a different person now. And that's even the sweetest of people. We have to apply the words of the Ramban. Ki hayetzahara yareloi achakach hateyim rabim. The Yetzahara is going to show this person all the different reasons. I want to tell you something. Yetzirah is a big lamdan. He knows all the Briska Torah. He knows all the Shav Shmaises. He knows everything. And he's going to tell everybody why this is allowed and why that's allowed. And it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah behidura. It's the greatest mitzvah. And everything that's really crooked, sometimes we look at the world and say, what's wrong with the Meshuggah? How can a person with a brain think in such a crooked way? Well, you know what's going to happen? We're going to be, chas v'shalom, that person, if we fall into this trap of the Yetzer Hara. And the Chafetz Chaim is telling us, this is the trap of the Yetzer Hara. He's going to get you upset. He's going to tell you, you have to win. You can't admit you're wrong. And once he gets you in his grasp like this, you're going to fall. Besides for the fact that now the Yetzer Hara got you so upset, so now you're going to speak Lashon Hara and Rechilus, make fun of people, embarrass them. The Yetzer is going to say to you, you know what? It's forbidden halachically now, because you keep mitzvahs. Halachically, it's forbidden to have compassion on such people like this. Osu l'rachim aleihem, u'mitzvah l'rodfam b'chol minei redifus. And not only that, it's a mitzvah to attack them and chase after them. The Yetzer Hara will make this person into a tzaddik rasha. That all his behavior of chasing will have a status in this person's mindset of a mitzvah. As he said a few lines above, V'oz kol ha-makshim yulefon of limishor. All the crooked roads will seem straight. So how, once again, does the Yetzer Hara use this tachbula, this trick? Is by getting the person to become upset, because and the need to have nitzach, and the need to win. And that's why when we have these conversations with people, let's try to talk softly, take the advice. Imagine you have an opportunity to go to the Ramban Shul in Yerushalayim, and you go up to where the Rav is sitting, and the Ramban is right there. Just a few months ago, I had the schus to daven in the Ramban Shul, and I made sure to learn there also. And you go ask the Rav, and it's the Ramban himself. Ramban himself, Ramban. The same Ramban on Chumash, on Shas. The Messiah of Kabbalah, of everything we have, is from the Ramban. And you say, what should I do? I have to speak to somebody. I know it's not going to be a good conversation. He says, talk softly. And whenever you see you're raising your voice, remind yourself to lower your voice. And hopefully through this, you have the siyata d'shmaya to avoid name-calling, lashon hara, rechilus, halbanas ponim, and you should have the siyata d'shmaya to have a proper conversation. Don't get angry, and don't always have to win. You don't always have to win.